Remedies for vaginal discomfort. After menopause, many women experience vaginal dryness, itching, and burning. Is there anything besides taking female hormones that can help this? According to one survey, 60% of women experience vaginal dryness or discomfort after menopause. Taking an anti-estrogen medicine like tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor for treatment or prevention of breast cancer also causes vaginal symptoms. Too often, women won't mention these to their doctor because they're either too embarrassed to bring it up or assume that nothing can be done about it anyway. Without estrogen, the cells that line the vagina and birth canal begin to shrink. This makes the vagina less elastic and less able to secrete lubricating fluids, leading to vaginal dryness, itching, burning, pain, and even bleeding during sexual intercourse. Vaginal secretions are vitally important, not just for enjoying sexual activity, but also for maintaining an optimum level of vaginal acidity. This vaginal acidity supports friendly bacteria like lactobacillus, and the right amount of vaginal acidity helps discourage yeast infections. Many different kinds of bacteria live on our skin, in our mouths, intestines, and our vaginal area. Some are helpful, but others can cause infection. With only so much space and nutrients available, bacteria compete with each other for food and space to survive and reproduce. Having lactobacillus living in your vaginal area leaves less room for bad bacteria and protects you from having bacterial infections. Can vaginal atrophy and discomfort be treated? Yes, with available estrogen and non-estrogen treatment options. Non-estrogen options include a long-acting vaginal lubricant like Replenz, either by itself or with a personal lubricant right before sexual contact. You'll find many choices available today for personal lubricants besides that old standby KY jelly. Replenz is a fragrance-free, long-acting moisturizing vaginal gel that supplies up to 3 days of moisture in between each application. It's available without a prescription in pre-measured doses inside individual plastic applicators or as one tube with a reusable applicator. Unlike estrogen, Replenz will not change your vaginal cells. It won't change the pH of your vagina or restore its lactobacillus. It does provide lubrication that can ease the burning and make intercourse more comfortable. But when you first use it, you'll get some extra vaginal discharge as old cells slough off and come out. And it looks a little bit like cottage cheese. Another way to relieve vaginal dryness is to replace the estrogen that your body isn't making anymore. Taking an estrogen pill or patch, or even a small amount of estrogen cream directly applied to the vaginal cells helps restore elasticity and lubricating secretions. It also can change the acidity back closer to optimal levels. Can a breast cancer survivor safely use locally applied estrogen to reverse the symptoms of vaginal atrophy? The evidence suggests yes. You don't need to use much estrogen when you apply it directly to the vaginal cells. When used at approved doses, locally applied estrogen will not create detectable estrogen levels in the blood or affect endometrial or breast tissue. That means it's unlikely to increase your risk of breast cancer or endometrial cancer. Locally applied estrogen is only available as a prescription. There are estrogen vaginal creams that come with an applicator, such as Premarin or Estrace cream, vaginal tablets with individual applicators, like Vagifem tabs, and a gelatin ring that releases estrogen, called Estring. The cream and vaginal tablets are used once a day at bedtime for a week, and then twice a week for maintenance. The gelatin ring called Estring is used once every 90 days, which is 3 months. There are actually three different vaginal ring products containing estrogen, and each one has a different purpose. Estring is used for vaginal atrophy and includes the least amount of estrogen. Each time you use Estring, you wear it for 90 days. Femring has two different strengths, and it's used to relieve hot flashes and other menopause symptoms. It's also worn for 90 days at a time. There's a third vaginal ring called NuvaRing, used for birth control. There are two other prescription medicines designed to help relieve vaginal discomfort. Osfina is a pill taken daily that mimics estrogen in vaginal tissue while blocking the action of estrogen in breast tissue, similar to how tamoxifen works. It is designed to help mild to moderately painful intercourse that is caused by vaginal dryness. Intrarosa is a newer medicine for moderate to severe symptoms of painful intercourse due to vaginal dryness. It's a form of DHEA and is available as a bullet-shaped tablet that you insert into the vagina every night. It's not been studied in women with breast cancer, but it doesn't raise estrogen levels above those of healthy premenopausal women. If you have significant vaginal burning and discomfort, don't ignore it. See your doctor to rule out an infection or another medical issue. You can also discuss locally applied estrogen or possibly another option for treatment of vaginal dryness and burning. You can also use, without a prescription, the non-estrogen moisturizer Replenz.